Selena Gomez in The Weeknd caught creeping. Ray J leaves the Big Brother house. And Fetty Wap has a sex tape or a shrimp tape. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio. Unfortunately, Ashley Gray could not be with us, but that's all right, because I brought my baby, Miss Queen.
Hey. I'm in the building.
Hey, we coming in with that Fetty Wap, Nicki Minaj. This is our first show back from the year, so we're going to do a couple recap things that have happened. Let's start with this one. Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill broke up.
Yes, I heard that.
I'm happy.
Are you really?
I am. I don't think it was a good situation. It took Nicki away from herself.
She was in love. That's what women do. When they go in love, they go into hibernation and like this little nesting thing. They don't really focus too much on what they're... See? That's proof why God didn't give me my man yet. Distractions. He was a distraction.
Exactly. There's a thing that I've learned. There's love and there's lust. You can be in like with someone and lust to them. And that's what I think this situation was. Because for Nicki to put her whole career... Now, okay, she did take an L with the whole Safari thing. She needed a break from that.
They're going to wind up back together.
But you jump back. I hope so. Because I genuinely love Safari.
Safari loves Nicki. Nicki loves Safari. What it took was probably for Nicki to watch Safari on TV to see that he is really who he is. He's doofy.
Goofball.
He's a goofball. He's doofy. He's just flashy as hell. He's not a womanizer. He doesn't like a bunch of women. He wants to be with one girl. He's funny, he's cute, and I think and she knows him deeper. So when she's probably watching him on Love & Hip Hop, it probably made her be like, oh my God, I miss my baby. You know what I mean?
I think
they're going to end up back together because he was excited. Did you see what he was tweeting?
Mm-hmm.
He was so happy that they broke up.
Well, maybe he will always be her baby. Speaking of that, Mariah Carey had a little issue. Obviously, we got to talk about it
because
this is the show to do that. So Mariah Carey did the New Year's Eve situation, and I mean, it was... Here's all I'm going to say about it. She's Mariah Carey. She's a diva. It's what she can do. Now, everyone keeps saying, like, oh, the dancers could dance, all this stuff. The dancers are listening to a beat. Mariah Carey is listening for a tone. So I actually support that Mariah didn't sing or try to sing. Because if Mariah tried to sing and can't hear the exact tone, she's going to sound flat. And then we're all going to be like, ew, Mariah can't sing. So I personally feel like she couldn't hear herself. She was like, I'm not going to sit here and lip sync the shit because half of the words weren't there because she wasn't going to lip sync from the beginning. And I just feel like, did she do a poor job of trying to cover it up? Yes, of course. She had a sour puss face on. But she's a diva. We're still talking about it. It was the number one trending thing in the new year. And it happened.
Okay, so that's your opinion.
Yeah, go.
Personally, I don't know why they keep hiring her to do these epic moments. Mariah done proved over and over again that she would literally walk off the stage if she have to. Sometimes she has her moments. She's a diva. That's who she is. But they have to make sure that she checks that at the door when you're getting a check cut, honey. And you're in front of millions and millions of people. New Year's is a gigantic moment for a lot of people. That's when they pull out their superstitions. That's when they pull out their traditions. People watch the ball drop on purpose. People watch to see the performance. People watch to see to start their year off. Mariah.
And this was a big year for
her,
too.
This was a gigantic year for her with her having her show.
They really were blowing the Christmas music out the water.
The Christmas music, she's been doing good. She is part of the holiday season. She is traditionally the holiday season singer. Why go up there in Times Square and go, well, we didn't rehearse this song, so I'm just going to let the audience sing it. We didn't rehearse this song, so I'm just going to let the audience sing it? No.
The other thing. They keep saying she didn't rehearse, but she did do a rehearsal.
She did not rehearse that song, she said. But it's not about the people who are the producers. It's about the people who sit here and want to see you perform. They came all the way from all over the world to stand in that freezing cold because they know that Mariah Carey was going to be the one who we bring in the new year with. And you strutting across the stage going like this. I'm not not getting paid to sing your song.
That's what, at every concert, Steve Harvey said it best, bitch. Don't, Beyonce, I don't want to sing your whole entire song.
You sing for me. I paid you. We paid you. We came all this way out of the country to come here.
It was a gift for somebody. Because at the same time that Mariah Carey lip-synced her performance, or did her performance, J-Lo did her performance at the same exact time. It was just amazing that this happened. Now, J-Lo slayed her performance, first of all. It wasn't in Times Square. I think it was like in Vegas or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a comfortable platform for her. But yeah, she ended up liking a comment that kind of shaded Mariah.
Yeah.
And me and a friend were talking, and I said, he said, I wonder like what was going through J-Lo's mind. Like, did she just come across the comment and she just genuinely thought it was funny and was like, or she was like, oh, bitch, you don't know me?
I don't think it was like that. I think she went across the comment, just like we all do, scroll the internet, saw a comment, she probably just liked it the way, you know. Media made a big thing out of it, like they do, like they've been doing lately with a lot of people. My thing is like, yo, chill. J-Lo had the right to like a comment that somebody else said. She has the right because she put in 100% into her performance, and no one says that J-Lo is a lyricist. J-Lo is a vocalist. J-Lo is an all-around performer. Mariah Carey is supposed to be the vocalist. Mm-hmm. So if you're a vocalist and you're the one who's starting our Christmas, our holiday season with, our Christmas, you play I Don't Want a Lot all throughout the holiday season, and you're the one who's supposed to be breaking in my new year, I want you to entertain me. Yep. I don't want to entertain you. I want you to entertain me. So I think it was kind of selfish and kind of diva-ish. At the same time, hey, whatever, we talking about her. So we she got what she wanted.
Something else that someone's talking about is Celebrity Apprentice, one of my favorite TV shows. Obviously, this year, it's back without the Donald because he's in another office.
The Oompa Loompa.
So it's Arnold Schwarzenegger is the lead host.
Yes.
It's awkward. It's funny, though. I was doing stand-up at the beginning of last year, and when I'd heard about this, I called it that his phrase was going to be, you terminated, hasta la vista, baby.
Was it? Is and that what is it is?
Yes. So, which it's just awkward. It's like, clearly this isn't even your real office. Like, I believed Trump's office. I believed that that was like, this looks like a set. Everything about it seems so phony to me, but I love it because it's campy, it's fun. I love the celebrities who are part of it. Donald had Trump that Arnold had horrible ratings. I just think it's the show, people are kind of, it's either you're a fan of it or you're not. I don't think,
and not even that, I think just by them keeping it Celebrity Apprentice, I still feel like people probably still feel an affiliation with this, you know, with that man. But at the end of the day,
they did a good job, though, honestly, of wiping
ever clean
from all
so
of
we
it.
Hope
I mean, I know he's still on it as an executive producer, but still, like, when I watch the show, there are moments, like, I'll watch Arnold and I'll be like, okay, I wish it was Trump, like, because that Trump was just good.
Trump
at
was
that
good
job.
I personally never missed that show when Trump was on it.
Oh, really?
I thought Trump was awesome when it came to him hosting that show.
So watch.
I thought he had amazing tasks.
Yep.
I thought that at the end, he really did have a job to offer the people who were participating in the show.
And he was good at figuring people's personalities out.
He was good at figuring the personalities out. Like, I was personally a fan of Trump. And I also bought his book. Like, I was a fan of Donald Trump because I was like, wow, you know what I mean? Like, this man is super awesome. The people who he has hired to run these companies, like the lady from E! What's her name? Her husband was one of, I think he was the first winner from Celebrity Apprentice.
The Apprentice?
The Apprentice.
I don't see.
What's the slim lady name who got, they fired her or got reprimanded for talking about Zendaya having dreadlocks?
Oh my God.
But that her husband is a Trump, is one of his winners. Oh. He runs one of his companies. I watched that episode. I watched that season. I've watched a bunch of seasons. As far as Celebrity Apprentice, I guess I'll give it a try.
I really would like you to see it just so you can tell me how you feel with Arnold. Because Arnold's
he just never had personality to me,
but
though.
But the more I watch it, you see it.
Okay, because he was always monotone. Yo, this. Everything was always monotone. He was just amazing with action.
But it wasn't. wasn't until this last episode with Snooki. I'll give it away. Snooki doesn't make it. But the episode with Snooki made me see a totally different side with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And it made me be like, okay, I actually kind of like him. Like, I was so weird. I didn't want to give into it. I was going through with Donald's withdrawals. But after seeing him with Snooki, it made me be like, it's a side of Arnold I've never seen before.
Okay, so how many episodes have played?
Two.
Okay, so this is the beginning. So, of course, they're probably going to have him a little soft.
And no, the first episode, he was like...
He was wilding?
It was like he like looked over at the girls and everyone was like... Like, he has a scary presence,
too. Okay.
All right. So make sure you guys check it out, Celebrity Apprentice, and then check out our sister site, AfterBuzz TV. They have an after show for it, all that fun stuff. Okay, speaking of fun stuff and being in this world of just busyness and the holiday seasons, I've been trying to eat a lot better.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to find the right type of ingredients and really, like, researching the back of products and things. And there's this really cool site called Blue Apron. Have you ever heard of them?
Yes.
So basically what they do is they prepackage meals and ingredients for you, and they give you a little tip sheet where you can, like, follow the directions and the recipes. And it comes, and it's super easy. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card, pre-proportioned ingredients. That's what I like because I cook too much.
I think that's genius, though, for people like myself who is always busy. I'm never home. I'm always running. And this Blue Apron, with them offering stuff like that to people who are always on the go,
yep.
To come home and just be able to throw everything in a pot.
It's literally, guys, it's like packaged. You cut it, and it's the right amount, and it's guaranteed fresh. Because the other thing is, I hate going to the grocery stores. There's certain fruits and foods that I don't know.
Yeah, bruised.
But I don't know how to, like, shop for if it's a good to buy or not. Like, avocados, that was, like,
I don't know how to pick them either.
So think of this. They're going to give you this stuff fresh. And then the other cool part about it is, like it's not like simple meals either. It's like a spicy shrimp and Korean cake with cabbage and furikake. Pork chops, garlic piccata, scallion rice, and spinach. Like, first of all, that sounds just amazing, and I'm starving. But basically...
Mushroom and chipotle peppers.
And chipotle enchiladas
with lime sour cream.
And it's all fresh, all pre-proportioned for you guys.
Do they ship overnight?
And under $10 a meal.
Really?
Yes, for a delicious meal. All right, so check it out. This week's menu, and you guys are going to get your first three meals free.
What?
First three meals for free with... free shipping by going to blueapron.com/reality. So again, you guys are going to love it. You're going to love how it tastes, how it smells. It's just incredible. That's blueapron.com/reality. Mm. All right. Three free meals. Don't get no better. Hashtag Christina Aguilera.
Right. That sounds good. I think I need to, wait, let me see what that said again.
Let's see. While she looks at that, let's talk about something else that came in a pre-proportioned package. Apparently, Fetty Wap came out with a sex tape, or he didn't come out with it, but this girl by the name of Alexis Sky released a sex tape, or more of just a video of her...
sucking on his penis.
Yes. And, well, a lot of people were not impressed by the size of Fetty Wap's.
Fetty Wap's penis did not look that small to me. She was able to go up and down. If it's short, you just go... She was able to go up and down on it. It didn't look...
If I ever saw somebody with that kind of a dick...
That's he like had a little pinky dick. Dink. He Freddie Watt penis... Listen, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. It can't be that bad if he got all these kids. He obviously know what he's doing.
But see, okay, I was talking this about with a friend. Because sometimes it's not about the dick, but like there is this swag about Fetty Wap that I find him attractive. But then when I really look at him, I'm like, Jesse, stop. Like, what is this internally inside of me that is making me look at him like
he's swagged
that?
Out. Because
he was on
present.
Chelsea lately, and I was looking at him. And I love that he doesn't, like, he's against gun, like, he has, like, gun control stances. And he doesn't talk about them or play the, show Rap them in his it. Video. Mm-hmm. I like that. He's such a man. Even though we can't understand what he's saying, so I don't really know if that's actually true or not.
I honestly think Alexis Sky, like, honestly, thirsty. These girls these days are doing anything for publicity and doing anything to be relevant. And, like, Masika tweeted, she said, everybody's trying to be Kim K.
Girl, talking you about, did the same
you
thing,
You did
though.
The same thing. And
that's
someone
I can't with her.
Yeah, somebody responded, like,
You went on Love and Hip Hop afterwards to dog this man.
Yeah.
With no love. There was no love. And you're not in hip hop, so I'm just confused.
Yeah, and you popped out his kid.
Anyways, moving on from that story to another hot mess is Chris Brown versus Soulja Boy, this boxing match situation. I'm just like, I don't want to see The Walking Dead. Okay, like, this literally looked like two zombies, crackhead zombies, like, who want to fight each other.
Don't do that. I love Chris Brown.
I love Chris Brown.
You know I love Chris Brown.
I also want Chris Brown to just stop.
No, it ain't Chris. Soulja's the one wailing.
First of all,
you want to know
No, hold up. If you're walking down the street and a homeless man starts yelling at you, you going to argue with the homeless man?
No.
Right. Guess what? You got coin. You're going to give him a dollar and you're going to be like, okay.
Okay. Soulja got coin too. Okay. So this is my thing. My money's on Chris. And let me tell you why.
Of course it's on Chris.
Chris Brown has 5 years of bottled up anger that he has not yet
has like 12 because he hasn't had a hit in 12 years, so he's just been sitting here like, fuck these guys.
but Chris has been dragged and he's dropped amazing music. People still purchase his music, but no one will let that Rihanna shit live. He has built up anger from Rihanna, built up anger from that girl Nia, who has his daughter. He has built up anger from people dragging him, the media, and the girl who's tried to say he put a gun to her head, but she was the one trying to rob him. Like, he has so much anger. I just hope that Floyd Mayweather really teaches Soulja Boy how to handle himself in a ring. Chris Brown, of course, you go to the greatest. He went to Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson tweeted some shit saying, I'm going to teach him
every dirty trick.
I'm going to teach him how to win. I'm going to teach him every dirty trick in the book. Excuse my voice, guys. I'm a little under the weather. He said, I'm going to teach him every dirty trick in the book in order for him to win. Personally, Chris is going to kick Soulja Boy's ass.
I think Chris has more mass.
They both are small, so they're evened out. They're both skinny. They both have bird chests. But I think...
is crazy to me that Chris Brown still to this day still has a bird chest.
Yeah. He's comfortable with who he is.
I mean, I feel it.
He don't feel a need. He doesn't feel... His penis is huge. He doesn't feel the need to have to go and get buffed out in the gym.
No, he's Chris Brown.
He's Chris Brown. I fucking love him, man.
I just keep going back because at first I was like really into it. I was like, yes, this is like a live celebrity death match. But then I'm like... Kind of going back to like when we're on the beat, we were talking about like over promoting like certain things that we just shouldn't. Because now it's just like, I don't know, it's just kids look up to these people and it's just like now it's like this fighting thing. And
well.
Where I wish Chris would have just said, you know what, I'm not even. Because it's just to me, the fact that you're even entertaining Soulja Boy, Chris Brown, people compared Chris Brown to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And now at this point, it's like you keep allowing yourself to
he's still in his 20s.
I get it.
But at the end of the day, Floyd Mayweather made a point when they interviewed him the other day. They asked him about the fight. He said, listen, there's a lot of people, singers and R&B people, rappers or whatever, who they don't focus on the music. They're always talking about shooting and fighting someone. He said, so for him, he's like, put the guns down and pick up the gloves.
That's where I agree.
So he said that the fight, he's going to see whether or not he's going to have the fight and the money be donated to a charity or donated to a cause that can help people.
Was it not going to ever?
I don't know.
I hope that's what we were planning on doing.
I hope that's what we were planning on doing as well. But honestly, I feel like, you know what? Pick up the gloves. Because when they're done, they're going to be amazing friends and they're going to make great music together.
Really?
That's what happens. When you have a bully, I had a bully who I fucked up. She scared the shit out of me. I beat her ass and she wanted to be my friend after. And we became cool friends.
I love it. All right, let's talk about Ray J. So he's on Big Brother UK.
Yeah.
And apparently he had a toothache. And he left the house to go fix his toothache. And when he tried to come back,
they didn't
like,
let him back in.
Skirt, skirt. Get on your scooty bike and go home. Ray J is very upset about this. He wants to sue them. I'm just kind of like, I'm sure you can't sue them. I'm sure you signed something that said if you leave the house or whatever the case is.
Didn't they have like a doctor or something come in-house?
Well, because I think it's like one of those things that's like, do you really have a toothache? Like, I don't know.
But after he got his tooth fixed, he went right back to the house. So they should have sent an escort with him so that he can go get his tooth serviced and came back to the house.
I feel like there's more to the story that we're missing. Because, I mean, a production like that, I can't imagine them... I can't imagine them not wanting him to come back, but there had to have been a reason. Like, if you left, like, I wonder if they're also looking at, like, why did you leave? Like, you really left because of a tooth?
But they gave him eight, I read something where it said they gave him 8 pills to take,
yeah.
And the pills still wasn't working.
Because he said he went into it complaining about it. And then, to me, that's kind of just like, you just shouldn't, I don't know, maybe next season.
And, right, bring him back next season. I honestly, though, Big Brother, I'm a fan of the show.
Oh, I do too. New York season was...
Oh, everything. I'm a fan of the show, but there are rules. You are not supposed to have any contact with the outside until for those 3 months at all. Like, no TV, no nothing. You're not supposed to know what's happening outside. So for him to take that 2 minutes to step out, listening to the radio or whatever. Because
imagine him coming back into the house
and telling them what's going on or what happened, why they've been locked up, like, is any news, anything. They want to know about Trump. They want to know about what's going on. He's going to have that information, even if he was gone for like 2 to 3 hours. And that's information that they do not want the inside to know. Even like when 9/11 happened during Big Brother, they had to let Big Brother know. They had to let them know what happened in Big Brother because because that was a natural disaster. So they had no other choice but to give them
did they
information.
Show them a video or they just told them?
I think they showed them a video.
Really?
Of what took place. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, last but not least, Amber Rose came out and made this statement where she speaks about her being bisexual and that she is bisexual, but she could never date a bisexual man.
But she'll date a bisexual woman.
Yeah, because she feels like if she was to date a bisexual man, she doesn't really know why, but she says, maybe it's an insecurity of myself where I feel that if he was hanging out with his guys, it would be like, well, what are you doing?
I don't blame her. I think dating bisexual women is totally different from dating a bisexual man. A bisexual man,
emotion wise,
and the intimacy of the two men, and then coming back with her, sleeping with her. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, he's sleeping without a condom. She doesn't know what he's doing. She's gonna always have it in the back of her head that when he leaves, he's gonna go see his other lover. So I think she just stick with what the hell she likes and what's best for her. But you know, that's the luck of the draw. But there's a lot of women. There's a lot of bisexual women who like bisexual men. There's a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah, who are interested in bisexual men. There's a lot of women. I think I was about to say something. Whew, God, caught it. I told you. I tell you after, when the mic is off. But
that was going to be some tea right there.
But I do. There's women out here who are dating bisexual men because they are.
Look,
the men are gorgeous. You, look, for instance, or for the show, what's his name? When Homegirl got Housewives of Atlanta. I mean, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. When the guy he was with, the singing guy, the dark-skinned guy.
Dark-skinned singer?
Who's no longer on a show with an M. What's his name?
Nico?
And he was sleeping with the singer guy, but the guy had a girlfriend and didn't want it to. Milan and him.
Child,
yeah.
That was fake.
No, I don't think that was fake. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
That boy was like their cousin or something. It was like weird. Like that. Okay, I do believe that it exists, not in that situation.
Okay.
I believe that.
What do you feel about that?
I mean, here's my thing. Like, I have like this weird, I said this earlier on the morning show. I just feel like I'm going to get chastised for this, but bisexualness.
No, you being a gay man.
Is interesting to me because every bisexual, I don't think I've genuinely, I've met a person who I believe is an open lover. And I just think that is different than being bisexual. Like the word bisexual has just become this negative thing to me. And I think it's because the people that I meet who are bisexual and I have conversations with them and I see them in action, it's just kind of like, I don't see the love connection. I see the lust connection.
Lust.
Now, there are certain people to me where they're open love. It could be like they could be sitting here and it's like, no, I genuinely I could see myself a queen because they see them growing as a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sexual. The sexual stuff comes after the intimacy. And so I think that there's a lot of people calling themselves bisexual and they're just confused.
Well, maybe Amber's.
She's someone of fun. Like she'll mess with girls, but she really wants a man.
Yeah, of course. And I think her what you just said, love and lust, I think her fear is of the lust, the lust of a bisexual man. Because, you know, a lot of gay guys into or bisexual, they just want to, they want a bad bitch, but then they want to go and they want to have a little tryst with a man on a low and don't say anything. And then they come home. Some of them probably don't even wash their dick and just slot it up in you. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of bisexual men that I've spoken to, they say to me, well, I can't tell a girl because once I come out and say that I've messed with a dude, every girl will look at you a certain way.
Yeah. And so they keep it a secret. Yeah. So you're putting my life in danger. Yeah. So I don't blame her. Stick with some pussy and get you a man.
Or just get you a straight
man. Get you a straight man.
You know what I mean?
So I get it.
Either or. We want to know what your guys' thoughts on all the topics were, so leave them down below. Queen, thanks for stopping in with me today.
No doubt. And I'm about to check this Blue Apron out.
Okay. Mm. Three free meals, huh?
Three free meals. That's the word free. It's good enough for me.
BlueApron.com/reality. Where can everyone follow you?
Everybody can follow me at Queen Wink on Instagram and on Snapchat, and at Queen Live on Twitter. And for your extension needs, go to my Instagram at Queen Lux. Wink Lux. Wink Lux. WinkLuxe. Sorry.
Boom. You guys can hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Also hit us up at BHL Online across all social media platforms. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.